This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 6th day of January, year of our Lord, 2014. I almost said 13. 2014. Well, we had a good turnout this past Saturday down at Mountain Home, Arkansas. It was good to meet all of you that showed up. We had some great networking going on. We had Liz from the Ozarks and Buddy from the Ozarks finding out that they were neighbors. Neither one of them knew the other lived so close by. And some other great networking took place. It was a lot of fun, and I certainly enjoyed myself. Right now, here deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks, the actual temperature is -6 degrees. The wind chill is -25 degrees, and we have 9.5 inches of snow on the ground. I don't know when I'll be getting out of here. I'll be getting the Kubota tractor out later today and seeing if I can blade the driveway off sufficiently to allow myself to get out of the driveway. I have my driveway is about 0.2 miles, by the way. A week from today, Monday, January 13th, I will be speaking at Ziggy's Restaurant, 5:30 p.m. in Springfield, Missouri. That's at the corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. There are several Ziggy's restaurants in Springfield, you need to make sure you go to the one at the corner of Sunshine and Glenstone. We will have energy clinics for sale, $25 off. That's a great opportunity to save some money on an energy cleaner. Have a great meal at Ziggy's. Typically, we pack the house when I go there, and I'm looking forward to that. 5:30 p.m., Monday the 13th, Ziggy's Restaurant, Sunshine and Glenstone. We do have some interesting Earth Change headlines at standeo.com, and the first several had to do with the storms that are taking place in the eastern part of the country. First, we start out with so cold, it's so cold that exposed skin will freeze in 15 minutes. The storm, they're naming these storms now. Hercules dumps 22 inches of snow on the east coast as 4,000 flights are grounded and all schools closed in New York, Washington, D.C., and Boston. At least 9 people are dead. I'm sure there'll be more than that before it's over. There's an article on cold weather preparedness, and so forth. Check out the headlines here at standeo.com. I continue to follow the work of Dave Hodges, writing at his website, The Common Sense Show. Dave has a show here on Republic Broadcasting every Sunday evening, 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. Dave's doing some excellent work, and I encourage people to read what he's been writing. I've only had one chance to talk to Dave, and it turns out his sources and my sources are in agreement with the threats posed to this country. His sources are different than mine. People in the military, people in various government agencies and so forth, civilians who've made observations and report back. I just had a gentleman report back to me yesterday about his observation of 3 men that he's pretty confident, and when I, after hearing his story, I'm pretty confident that he's accurate, that these 3 men in Camdenton, Missouri, at a Casey's General Store, were Spetsnaz, Russian Special Forces. Yes, they are here. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that the Russian Spetsnaz are here. And they've been here for some time. And there's more arriving daily and weekly, both Russian Spetsnaz as well as other Russians. You need to be aware of this. If you want an education as to how long this has been planned and how well it's been planned, there's a book you need to read titled, the title of it is New Lies for Old. Very simple title, New Lies for Old by Anatoly Golitsyn. You can pick it up off Amazon, your local library might have it. Anatoly Golitsyn, when he defected, escaped from Mother Russia, about 1963, 64 or so, was working for the KGB. His job, 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, or more likely 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, was working in the long-range planning part of the KGB. He made notes, got the notes out of his office, kept them with him when he escaped. When he got to the West, he immediately, and I think he might have been to London first, got together with MI5, the British Intelligence Service. He also met with CIA, American Intelligence Service, and told them his story about who he was, what his job was with KGB in long-range planning. What he told him was the following, that the long-range plan, now keep in mind that the Russians plan things decades in advance. The long-range plan was to give the appearance that the East European communist nations would collapse and become democracies. The Berlin Wall would come down, and East Germany would become reunited with West Germany. that the Soviet Union would appear to collapse and become a democracy. Well, at the time, now we're talking 40 years ago, at the time, MI5 and CIA basically told Galitzin, oh, come on, Anatoly, give us a break. The Berlin Wall is going to come down. All these East European communist countries are going to collapse and become democracies. Yeah, sure. In your dreams. Well, since he had no success approaching these men, he wrote his book, and he got it published in 1985, 4 years before all these things happened. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive to encourage listener support. For donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up my morning attack.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Monday, the 6th day of January 2014. Before the break, I was talking about Anatoly Galitzin's book, New Lies for Old. Galitzin is one of the highest-ranking KGB people ever to defect from the Soviet Union to the West. The book he wrote is incredibly important. I've brought this book with me to any number of speaking events, and I hold it up and I talk about how the book mentions the fall of the Berlin Wall, East European communist countries collapsing and becoming democracies, Soviet Union collapsing and becoming a democracy. And people say, well, so what, John? Those things all happened and some guy wrote a book about them. Well, then I point out the publication date. 5 years before all these things took place. That's what makes the book so important. That's what gives it so much credibility. The plan was to have all these things happen so that the West would feel at ease that the communist threat was over and we would disarm, which of course is what's been happening. Going back to the Clinton administration, our missile silos being filled in with concrete under the watchful eyes of Russian military officers. The wings of B-52 bombers being chopped off with massive guillotines and pushed back against a fuselage out there in the desert of Arizona. The launch codes for the Polaris nuclear missiles on the Polaris submarines, the launch codes being taken away from the captains of the submarines. Although I think there may have been some change in that back to the way it always was recently. I haven't gotten any real clarification on that yet. If it's happened, I hope it has happened. We used to have what we call the nuclear triad of deterrence. That would be the B-52 bombers, the missile silos in the fields out west, and the nuclear submarines with the Polaris missiles. Well, it's pretty much been diminished. I think it was the first George Bush, he ordered the Strategic Air Command to go on stand down, which they did. He also ordered the launch codes to be taken away from the submarine commanders, which was implemented under Clinton, I believe, if I got that correct. And of course, under these various strategics, the arms limitations, start and salt, the missile silos have been filled in with concrete. Many of them are taken out of service. So the plan is going along as it's been planned out 40 plus years ago to get the West to disarm. The plan has always been to destroy the United States. We now have an imposter, a dual national occupying the office at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The Constitution was written in such a manner as to prevent a dual national from becoming President of the United States. That's been ignored, obviously. This man is a Muslim and a communist. That may sound like a dichotomy, something that as opposing forces, because communists by definition are atheists, but that is in fact what this man is, a Muslim communist. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes at the highest levels of the military. I read the same articles that you folks do about the 200 plus high-ranking officers that have been dismissed from the U.S. military. I keep looking for some first-hand interviews with insiders that will tell us the truth about what's going on. And quite frankly, if there's certain things going on, I don't really want to know, because I have every reason to believe that most of our high-ranking officers are patriotic, God-fearing Americans who will do the right thing at the right time for the right reasons as per their oath of office, which is to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The Russians are here, and they are not here for good purposes. They're all over the country as truck drivers. There's a couple of alleged drug rehab places south of me here, about a 2-hour drive south of me. I mean, when I told this story to my audience Saturday, they were incredulous. You know, the story is that these Russians were en route driving cross country to Florida and coming through Missouri, and specifically through Texas County. And they have YouTube videos on, by the way, that they've put out on YouTube about their drug and alcohol rehab in Texas County. But they got to Texas County and they saw it was so beautiful they decided to stay rather than go to Florida. Well, they purchased real estate and set up their drug and alcohol rehabilitation center for Russian men from St. Petersburg, Russia, to come and live in the United States and get rehabilitated from their alcohol and drug habits. I've been around some volunteer organizations. I'm sure most of you have also. This volunteer, not voluntarity group is what I meant to say. This charity group, when they need a new $30,000 backhoe, they just go buy it, pay cash. They go to the local lumberyard hardware store to get supplies. They have a debit card with them. If they want to make the purchase, the debit card doesn't have enough money on it. They walk outside, make a phone call, and the money is there on the debit card, and they purchase their supplies and take it back to their facility. There's enclaves of Russians all over the United States. I know of several in the Ozarks. Dave Hodges has reported of enclaves of Russians in East Tennessee, East Kentucky, Western North Carolina, in the Appalachian Mountains up there. I've lived in the Appalachian Mountains for a short period of time. It's some very rugged territory, to say the least. Very rugged. You'd be wise to inform yourself and educate yourself about what's going on. You really would. When my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page was in Bosnia, one of his jobs was liaison with the Russian Spetsnaz that were there. These Russian Spetsnaz troopers spoke English with the Johnny Carson, Nebraska neutral accent. They had and wore American uniforms and training. And once they got a few drinks of vodka under their belt in the evening, they would laugh and think it was so funny that what they were doing in Bosnia, going door to door collecting firearms, was practice for what they'd be doing in America. They just thought it was funny as could be. Now let's not leave out the Chinese. Chinese, of course, being Oriental, aren't going to blend in like the Caucasians from Russia. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-94.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back. January 2014. Freeze Dry Guy has some interesting specials. There is a item that the Army's been using for quite a while, long-range patrol rations. We call them LRPs. That's the most highly desirable field rations that the Army's ever had, to my knowledge. And he's got some here on sale. A lot of times he can't even get the stuff to sell. But we got scrambled eggs with bacon, 1 to 3 cases. The sale price, $112.95. And the more cases you buy, the less expensive it gets. Up to 10 cases, the price is all the way down to $94.50 a case. Now, there's 20 meals per case. It's a lot of food. So you can check that out. That's scrambled eggs with bacon. Then he has Western eggs with ham. And those are going for the same price. Nothing like some ham and eggs on a cold morning out in the bush to get you going. Details at his website, freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. We got some callers on hold. First, we go to Mike in Eastern North Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
John, good morning, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You're talking about the Russians, how they speak. I called in before about my family was in the Russian government before the communists took over, so I'm talking from experience. My grandfather, just to show you how possible it is for these guys to do this, my grandfather spoke fluent Russian, fluent English, all the Slavic languages, plus Hebrew, and he could read, write, and speak fluently in all of them. So if they think these guys can't be trained to do this, then people are foolish. They can be.
Right, right. Well, I have a friend who was born in the Czech Republic, Czechoslovakia, and I asked him, his name's Joe, I said, Joe, what does it take to get a native-born Slavic-speaking person to speak English with a neutral Nebraska accent?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, there's only one way, John. You start teaching them English when they're 5 years old.
And they do that over there.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Plus I learned from my grandfather, he was high up in the government, and you've said this time and time again, these people don't have short-term memories. They have very long-term memories that go way back, and they do their planning based upon what it took to build their empire. And what I'm saying is they think very, very long range. Americans, most Americans I know, and I ran into another one this weekend that used to help me in politics, their memory seems to run from week to week.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And he really disturbed me because I had told him different times when we had met, everything to look for, everything to do and everything. And when I talked to him again this past weekend, it was like I had never said anything to him. His mind was a blank to all of it.
That's
and I asked him, I said, what planet are you on? Where are you from? Where you been? And, of course, a lot of people where we were at heard us. And I was baiting people to comment, but you could see all of them, they just bowed their heads kind of sheepishly, like saying, I don't know any of this stuff.
And don't want to.
You can see it, don't want to. And when I go to the certain restaurants here to get coffee, I try to get them interested, and so I'll bait them in there to get them in there, to just get them in the conversation, and then when they realize they don't know anything, and then they don't want to know anything, like you said, they sheepishly just look away. And so anyhow, that's the condition of our country, and that's what I was calling in about, John.
Okay, well, Mike, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Bye, sir.
Okay. Steve O'Neill, is that you out there in Missouri?
Yes, John, you broke up for a second. We're on.
Well, good morning. We're on the air. Thank you.
Good morning. My friend Dorothy Ogden, who you've met with the radio station over there in Houston, had told me about the Russian community in Texas County several years ago. She's met some of them. They're very nice people. I run into them once in a while at the bulk food store in Kabul. I remember one time I was there to get garlic, and one of them came and shoveled a whole, like, 10 pounds of garlic into the bag and headed out very quietly.
Oh, yes.
There's definitely a presence here, even at Camp Zoe, John. There was a lot more of it went on there intellectually than many people realize. Several young men, Russian young men, spoke perfect English. I know. And it turns out, you know, their intellectual capacity was definitely distinctly higher than their counterparts, their American counterparts.
Right.
The presence is very substantial, and this has been planned for a long time, as we know. I've studied Galitzin as well. I do have a concern. Here again, you pointed this out, John, that people are not coordinated and together enough as a community. And if people think that they're going to bunker up isolated, they're going to get picked off one at a time.
Right. That's a prescription for disaster.
It absolutely is. And you see this over and over here in the Ozarks. The number of people here and other areas in the United States as well, there are quite a few of us who are aware and study and have been proactive. But in the main, people are 5, 10, 50 miles apart and don't know each other. Of course, you're helping that a great deal. But this is moving much too slowly, all in all, given our time frame. John, when I was at that meeting over in Houston a couple of weeks ago about the riverway, essentially the federal restrictions on public access to federal lands, particularly the Ozark Riverways, people were red hot. They're sick and tired of the government adding restrictions, taking people's lands away. Because you know what's going on here, right in this my particular locale. I handed the state representative and the state senator, some of your comments, but also a letter I wrote, a commentary. In fact, the first paragraph of that even mentions Gallitzin. It might even be worth reading off this morning. You may not have the time, though. we can cover the first paragraph. You want to do that?
Go ahead. Yes, please.
Global strategies of social engineering being applied to the United States as a comprehensive spectrum of extrinsic, insidious manipulations of our society appear to be operationally analogous to A. Gallitzin's breakup of the Soviet Union and with the same fundamental objective, retirement of a superpower. In addition to the natural, endemic sociological cycles of recent millennia, the familial agents that control the world's wealth design lifespans into nations so they do not become too powerful and durable against the long entrenched grip of the law of water, in particular against certain secular aspects of the Vatican and the Royal Corporation of London and their entourages. The Rothschilds, for instance, starting with the carrier pigeon at the Battle of Waterloo, developed increasingly sophisticated methods of controlling markets and of obtaining ordo archaeo in which all societies and their corporate entities we recognize as nations are limited to their season by powerful technologies and manipulation of the public mind, and with wars orchestrated to resolve economic prostration resulting from the inevitable dilution of currencies. And lastly, the fountainhead of such philosophies of governing mankind does not logically originate with the creative forces that harmonize to bring us into existence as physical beings, but rather seems to be a contempt for mankind, or resignation of same to the status of regulated livestock, as characterizes the domination of one species over another. And that's the first paragraph. I have not heard from the state reps. Well, maybe that was too much for them.
Well, these state reps are, most of them are not intellectual giants, the majority of them.
I would be probably less gracious in my description even.
Oh, I'm trying to be gracious here. Well, Steve, we would all like to see these, the networking and coming together of communities, be quicker, obviously, on one hand. On the other, it can only go so fast, and that's just the nature of the beast.
It is. We appreciate what you're doing, John, and we hope that our country, or a sufficient portion of it, will wake up soon enough to defend itself.
Well, it remains to be seen, doesn't it?
It does. We'll do what we can.
Steve, let's talk privately today. I tried to call you the other day, but I know you can't be on the telephone and internet at the same time. But
I've actually been on the line talking quite a bit lately. We'll get together, John.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Our infrastructure is failing, and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, It could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
January. My website is thelibertyman.com. Thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find an energy cleaner for sale. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Great way to get the best sleep you've had in years. Wake up pain free with more physical energy and mental energy. That's at thelibertyman.com. My toll free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. You'll find other interesting things at my website as well. Interesting articles, information you may not know even exists at thelibertyman.com. We have a caller on hold here. We've got Linda in Ohio. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, John. For the sake of brevity, allow me to make 3 quick points, and then I'll hang up and let you respond. Whatever happened, if you are at liberty to say, to the infiltrator at the Oath Keepers meeting that started talking Russian when he was
When he got a few drinks under his belt?
Yes, and
Well, I'd have to get back with the guy that I got that information from. There's been no follow-up to my knowledge, but go ahead.
And two, when a caller called into Dave Hodges' show last night and said that there was somebody that was using some type of device that might have been, you know, interfering with his thoughts, and they allowed him to go outside, make a phone call or whatever he did. And thirdly, there's a retired military that I know in Pennsylvania, and they know what's going on, but they said they have no leadership. So I guess my general question is, I think we have to deal with these people as things happen instead of just watching them and reporting to alternative media. But
right.
So I hope that's
you were breaking up there. Let's say again your last part of your statement.
Which part did I leave off at? The military in Pennsylvania?
Okay. I heard Pennsylvania. I didn't hear anything else.
Okay. I have a friend that's retired military in Pennsylvania, and
okay.
He said that a lot of retired military are aware of what's going on in this country, but they don't have any leadership. So if you could address that, I'll hang up and listen.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. Well, having been involved in covert operations much of my adult life, both in the private sector as well as the military, it's the nature of these kinds of operations that if there is any leadership or organization, it's not going to be talked about with anybody that does not have a need to know. That's just simply not going to happen. Otherwise, they could not do what they're doing. The men and women involved in such matters have a very good understanding of what operational security, we call OPSEC, is. And they may be part of a group that actually has a chain of command and plans, but they're certainly not going to talk about it with anybody that does not have a need to know, even their own spouses. That's how you keep operational security. That's the only way you can keep operational security. Won't be any emails exchanged with open communication or telephone calls. The way these men and women will communicate will be in a covert manner and using what we call tradecraft to accomplish their goals. And that's the way it is, and that's the way it should be. I respect that, and I don't want to know who their leadership is. I don't need to know. I don't want to know. And I respect that, and you should also. I do know that most of the men and women in the U.S. military are patriotic, God-fearing men and women who will do the right thing for the right reasons at the right time. That's why the Russians are here, because the powers that be can't trust the members of our men and women of our military to do the wrong thing for the wrong reasons. They can't. And that's good too. Dave Hodges has written recently about possibly civil war in this country. The premises and that he is stating and the reasons for them are valid, in my opinion. I don't want to see that. I'd much rather have a quiet life for the rest of my life and for my daughter and her children, for their lives as well. I'd much rather see that on one hand. On the other, these things are happening. Circumstances appear to be spinning wildly out of control in terms of the economy and other things that are on our plates, these issues that we're dealing with. So my advice is to become aware of these matters, educate yourself about these matters, get your spiritual house in order, acquire the skills that you'll need to survive hard times and emergencies. As I told the audience Saturday, whether you have a group of six people or a group of 600, the two skills that will be in highest demand and shortest supply are the following two skills. One is communication skills involving ham radio equipment. The other skill is medical training, whatever that might be. There's lots of variations on that. Doctors, nurses, paramedics, EMTs, people with first aid training, dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants, all those areas of expertise concerning health and healthcare, emergency healthcare. Get the training now while you can. Get the equipment now while you can. So you can benefit your group, whether your group is 6 people or 600, you can be a resource for your group and have valued skills for your group. Having access to communications equipment, knowing how to operate it, can literally be a matter of life and death in either a short-term or a long-term emergency. Let's see if we got time for one more call here. Looks like Rose. Rose, yes. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Moore. I have a question. I have been having this in my mind for a while. The ham radio, is one of the class, the training that you, suggest for us to be prepared. Where do we take these classes and the equipment? I know it may sound ridiculous that I'm asking you this question, but
Is there a community near you that has, say 5 or 10,000 people or more?
Definitely.
Okay. Here's what you do, Rose. Go to your local Radio Shack store. You know Radio Shack, right? Talk to the manager. Tell the manager you'd like to meet and find out about the local ham radio club. Radio Shack store managers frequently know ham radio operators and know about the ham radio clubs. And find out where they meet and when. Typically they meet at a restaurant, possibly once a month. And all you need to do is show up and you'll be welcome.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
You're
Have
welcome.
A blessed day. Bye.
Thank you very much. And that's true for all of you out there. Every ham radio, licensed ham radio operator in the United States is listed by zip code at the FCC website. These are government-issued license, federal government-issued license. I know a lot of people don't want any more federal involvement in their lives, but that's the nature of that beast. Even if you don't choose to get the ham radio license, you still need the skills. Operating ham radio is not like using a cell phone, which, of course, is also a radio, obviously. Most 5-year-olds can operate a cell phone, but operating a ham radio does take a bit more skill and a bit more expertise, keeping in mind that 10- and 12-year-old boys and girls routinely get their ham radio license. It's not all that complex. So that's how you do it. You go to your local Radio Shack, talk to the manager, and they'll link you up with the local ham radio club. I think I hear music. I do. That's it for the day. We're off to a new week here. We'll have Dr. Myers with us tomorrow. You all be safe out there. Get your medical equipment, your energy cleaner now while you can. Your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a safe, productive, fun day. And God bless America.
With financial